Oh my goodness me. All right, so we are at question number six. This one is easy. I'm just going to take a one answer for this. No questions needed. A 59-year-old is presenting with a cough, runny nose, fever, joint pain. What are the possible diagnoses?
Runny nose and what else, please?
Cough, runny nose, fever, joint pain.
Okay. Let's see if somebody can help me with that diagnosis there. Let's go to the. Somebody says flu right off the bat. Somebody says COVID-19. What else do we have? Yeah, COVID. Yep. Most people are going with COVID. Somebody says dengue fever as well.
So those were my top three: influenza, dengue, and COVID-19, considering the climate in which we live. So I'm taking this opportunity to remind us all that we should not let our guards down. Please remember to wash your hands for at least 20 seconds using soap and water if available. If not, an alcohol-based sanitizer with at least 70% alcohol. 20 seconds, please, minimum. Please wear your mask covering both your nose and mouth. Do not wear your mask on your forehead, on your chin, on your neck, or use it as a clutch on your wrist. It should be covering your nose and your mouth. Where possible, stay away from persons who are ill and showing symptoms, because remember, unfortunately, some people are asymptomatic, meaning that they are infected but they don't show any symptoms. Keep your physical distance and don't give the people at the stores trouble to just sanitize your hands and to take your temperatures and so on. It's not necessary. It doesn't take anything off of you to do it. Granted, it is frustrating that when you're in a mall and you enter a mall, you're sanitizing, and then you enter a store, you have to get sanitized again, and nothing has happened between there, but it's what the protocols are. So remember, and for those of you who are so inclined, we're really hoping that all of you really do go ahead and get that vaccine. We're not forcing anybody to get the vaccine, but we're reminding you that it is something that could prove beneficial. So get your COVID-19 vaccine as well. So we press on to question number seven. A 47-year-old male comes with significant weight loss, anxiety, increased defecation, and feeling his heart racing in his chest. What are the possible diagnoses, and what have you asked him to come up with these diagnoses? We are in our last 14 minutes now, so let's see.
All right, I see somebody suggests off the bat here diabetes. That's what this person is saying. Let's see if anybody else agrees with them. Nope. So far, we've got only a contribution of diabetes, a suggestion of diabetes. Somebody else says prostate. COVID, again, comes up. And kidneys, somebody
So
suggesting something wrong with kidneys.
we can't accept prostate and kidneys as answers because men have prostates and men have kidneys. So we can't accept those as answers. So you need to be a little more specific.
All right, somebody's.
What problem?
Sorry, sorry,
Yeah.
sorry, sorry. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. Go ahead. My
Yeah,
apologies.
what problem? What problem with the kidneys? What problem with the prostate?
Okay, all right. Some other people are saying cancer, HIV, or sexually transmitted disease. What else are we seeing? Yeah, more diabetes coming in again. There's a question. Doc, can I ask you a question about a question you asked before? Or that would
Sure.
take away. All right, the one you had prior about the. This one says so COVID is flu as its same symptoms, I take it. I had these symptoms because COVID came about. So what is it? Is it flu or COVID? I was going to suggest that they go to the doctor and, get a proper diagnosis. But you're the
Yes,
expert.
so
You.
COVID and the flu are not the same. They have similar symptoms, and one of the problems is it's not easy to distinguish between the two. The flu is short for influenza, which is caused by the influenza virus, and COVID is coronavirus, what is it now? Coronavirus disease. I'm missing a letter. But yes, it's caused by the coronavirus. So they're two different things, but they have similar symptoms. And additional symptoms are now turning up to be associated with COVID-19, for example, chest pains and difficulty with smelling, loss of smell, difficulty with taste, loss of taste. So if you have those symptoms, please call your doctor. Don't turn up in the office. Call your doctor first to get guidance as to what the next step for you should be.
All right. Thank you kindly on that query there. Somebody's asking for you to mention the symptoms again, please. So give us
another one. When we did that question, it was cough.
No, the one, the current one we're doing now.
This current question. Yes, please. Significant weight loss, anxiety, increased defecation, and increased heart rate. What are the possible diagnoses? So far we've gotten diabetes, which could be a possibility.
We've got lots of diabetes.
Why are these persons saying diabetes? What have I listed here?
Yeah, they're not saying, they're just saying diabetes. They're not giving a reason why they're thinking that. This one says sign of prostate cancer or diabetes again.
Okay, so I would give prostate cancer, advanced prostate cancer with the weight loss and maybe the increased heart rate. Maybe they have anemia and their heart rate is increased in order to continue to keep the blood pressure up. But there's one diagnosis that we are not thinking about. And we discussed it not too long ago, maybe two or three shows ago.
And nobody's come close this evening to giving you that answer?
No, the doctor reigns.
All right. Well, don't celebrate yet. We've got a caller. Let's see what they can contribute. Very good evening to you.
Hi, good evening.
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
Could it be something to do with the colon?
We're going to give you malignancy. So any cancer, colon, stomach, prostate, we're going to give you that as possibilities for these symptoms.
Okay. All right. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you kindly. Let's try this next one. Very good evening, please.
Sick of cell?
No.
She says absolutely not. So not sick of cell.
Sorry for that one.
All right. So far, you seem to be prevailing, Doc. Let's see what else they are seeing here.
Oh dear. Is it that person again?
No, there's something else. Because I like to read them before I say them.
Oh, okay. I don't want to find that myself. Is wise.
Fever, no taste.
Oh, and the person that said HIV, I don't remember if I said that was correct. That is a possibility.
Yeah, the person said HIV or some sexually transmitted disease. They offered that.
So, HIV, and I would actually even go with AIDS as opposed to HIV. Being symptomatic.
All right, we've got a caller. Let's see if they have a contribution. Good evening.
Hello, Gregson. Trudy.
Yes,
I'm Dr. Trudy. Could it be hyperthyroidism?
That is absolutely correct. Hyperthyroidism.
You mentioned that earlier. Bye-bye.
Caller.
Yes, Gregson. Yes?
This sounds very... Your voice sounds awfully familiar.
I wonder why.
It is you. Have a good evening, my dear.
Good evening to you too.
Thanks, and take care. Bye-bye. Yes, when you said it was, the show was 3 weeks ago or something like that, that was what gave it away for me, right? Mm-hmm. So
yes, I was trying to be kind.
right, so she was correct there. Go ahead, please.
All right, so here we go. Question 8, simple question, one answer and one answer only. What is the one prerequisite, well, not only one prerequisite, but what is a necessary thing, a prerequisite for making a diagnosis of a psychiatric condition?
Repeat that again for us again, please, Doc.
What is one prerequisite for making a diagnosis of a psychiatric condition?
Ooh, okay. Well, let's see if they can help me.
There's one answer that I'm looking for.
All right, they're typing, so hopefully they'll get an answer fast enough so as to make sure that you don't win.
No, I've lost already because...
Oh, you're happy with how you're doing. Yeah, okay, wonderful.
Yes.
All right, we've got a call, Doc. So let's see if they can help you with that answer. Good evening.
Yes.
Yeah, but don't forget, you have to turn your radio down. Not we're going to hear you coming back at us all the time, you see?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
The one consideration is that as a doctor, I should rule out all the other illnesses first before making that diagnosis.
That is absolutely correct.
Well done, ma'am.
Yay!
Well done.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for playing. Take care. Go ahead, dog.
All right, here we go. Yes, remember that there are so many medical conditions that can look like psychiatric conditions. We just stepped away from hyperthyroidism, and depending on the degree of hyperthyroidism, sometimes persons can have hallucinations. Some persons might be on medications for treatment of malignancies, for example, and they might be on steroids, and they might get what we call a steroid psychosis, or as a result of being on the steroids, and you can't diagnose that person as having a psychiatric condition because it's the medication, the underlying medical complications that are leading to the psychiatric symptoms. So yes, she's absolutely correct. Question number 9.
All right, before we flight to number 9, yes. Doc, somebody is telling you, good evening, Gregson. Let Dr. Boyce know. She can also congratulate Dr. Carlisle Goddard on his recent elevation as second vice governor of the Lions Club. And to say, please keep up the good work. That's one for you.
Oh, congratulations to Dr. Goddard. I didn't know that. Congratulations,
right. You're giving some information, right. And some other contributions to the questions you asked earlier. But there's so many of them. But anyhow, keep them coming. Go ahead, Doc. Go ahead.
We are at question number 9, and we have 6 minutes left. Let's see if we can get it all. An elderly female, she has a sudden onset of impaired memory, and she's acting out of character and complaining of a headache. What do you think could be wrong with this lady?
All right, I've formed an opinion already. So let's see if the WhatsAppers or if the callers will agree with me, and then you will tell us if either of us is correct. Somebody says the same thing that came to my mind right away. This person says dementia. That's what that person says. Let's see if we have any other people agreeing. Somebody says Alzheimer's, which is a form of dementia. Am I correct? Or is the other way around?
Alzheimer's is a
form of dementia.
One of the dementias.
Okay, all right. There we go. Who else do we have here? Somebody's saying dementia again. Other people saying dementia. So I guess that's where the consensus is dementia. Yep. So, what do you say to that, Doc?
I would say that y'all were not listening.
Okay. All right. All the WhatsAppers, including me, here in the studio, we were not listening. So, give us the scenario again, please, very quickly.
An elderly female with a sudden onset.
Okay.
Yes. Sudden onset. That should change your diagnosis.
Yeah. Maybe the person didn't eat before. Anyhow, let's see what the caller says. Good evening.
Good evening. I'd say a stroke.
Aha, stroke. All right, so you have me on that one, Doc. Stroke didn't come to my mind, so you have me on that one. You were absolutely correct, according to the doctor, so thank you kindly, ma'am.
Yes.
Go ahead, Doc.
When we are thinking of Alzheimer's and some of the other types of dementia, it's usually a slow onset. There are many causes of dementia, many. One of the more common ones being Alzheimer's. There are dementias of as a result of infarcts and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But those tend to be gradual. This was sudden onset.
Right. Somebody else says, before we went on to the caller, somebody says stroke as well too. So they got it correct. All right. Go ahead.
Let's see. Question number 10. An obese 48-year-old male, he's a tractor driver, and he comes to you with a 5-day history of a painful, swollen right calf. What are your differential diagnoses? Meaning, what are the possible things that could be wrong with his leg?
All right, let's see. We've got a caller, so let's see if they can tell you the same thing I'm thinking. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. I'm thinking, could it be that something is wrong with his kidney?
I didn't have that, but let's see what the doctor says. Go ahead.
Well, if there's something wrong with his kidney, more than likely it would be both legs. So you find that problems with the organs like heart and liver and kidneys tend to affect both lower limbs, if the lower limbs are involved.
Okay, all right, thanks.
All right, thank you. We've got another caller. Let's try this one, see if they can help us. Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Do you think he has a deep vein thrombosis?
Yes, that is my first diagnosis here.
Right.
I give you that he's obese. He's sitting down every day because he drives a tractor.
Yeah.
Yes, so that's the possibility.
Thank you.
And can somebody else come up with another possibility?
Thank you. All right, let's try. Oops, that person is gone. I had deep... the vein thrombosis. And I also had, in my mind, or do you want me to, let's go with this one first. I also had poor circulation, but anyhow, let's go. Very good evening to you.
Good evening. Could it be a blood clot?
Blood clot, doc?
So blood clot is deep vein thrombosis. A thrombus is a blood clot. So that's the colloquial answer, right, right. Blood clot, yes.
So okay. Looking for the second one. You have a second contribution to make?
No, not right now.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for your call anyway.
Okay.
All right. I'm suggesting I'm throwing out poor circulation up there somewhere. Let me see what the WhatsAppers are saying.
Yeah, I'm going to throw it back to you because it's wrong.
That's all right. You take pleasure in that. That's all right. I understand. I will catch it and put it back in my pocket for when the question comes up with poor circulation. That's all right. Somebody says, what did they say? Cramp. Somebody.
I think I'm going to win this one.
All right. Don't celebrate yet. Hold on. Oh, somebody says, very interesting evening. Well, yes, indeed it is. Help us beat her, huh? somebody says blood clot. Yes, we had that. Varicose veins. Could it be superficial thrombosis? Something metal in boot burning. Could it be something metal in the boot burning the foot?
No.
These light moments, they make me smile. Hamstring, yes. Muscle injury. Somebody else suggest that. Somebody says diabetes. All right, you go ahead. You tell us. Let's give you that one since you didn't win mini this evening.
Yes. So this one is a ruptured Baker's cyst.
Whoa. I don't think we've gotten that one.
Yes, I knew I was going with this one.
I wouldn't have gotten that one, no.
Right, so a Baker's cyst is a collection of synovial fluid at the back of the knee. And many people have them. This swelling around, it looks like a round ball at the back of the knee. And sometimes it can rupture and when or burst. And when it does so, it goes down into the calf. And it looks exactly like a deep vein thrombosis. So that's why you must make sure that if you have calf swelling, for whatever reason it might be, that you see your doctor. Really and truly, doctors are not... How should I put this? We have a vested interest in the health of patients. I think that's the best way that I can put it. So if there's something wrong, if you are not feeling well, see your doctor. Don't stay at home and take Enos for a heart attack. Right? If you're having chest pain and not feeling well, don't assume it's gas. Do not assume that it is gas. So our last one, let's see if anybody is brave enough to attempt this one. This is like, you know, you get these bonus questions. A 3-year-old girl is brought to the clinic because of dark spots on her body. What is your diagnosis?
All right, we've got a caller here. I'm not sure to call him with that question, but we'll ask that. They probably weren't calling about that. What is the diagnosis for the symptoms you just put forward? What is that? What is that skin? Oh Lord, psoriasis.
So a 3-year-old girl, 3 years old, brought to the clinic because of dark spots on her body. So. No, this one is not psoriasis.
What's the other one the little children have? Anyhow, somebody will help me.
Eczema.
That's the one I'm looking for. Is it that?
No, it's not.
All
but
right.
It's only because we're running out of time that I'm going to say
and
no.
Somebody
because
somebody says eczema as well. Or mastocytosis, metocytosis. Somebody is suggesting that. Mastocytosis, I think.
No,
what
I'm
saying.
Going to
eczema.
Win this one.
You're going to win this one too? All right, only because we are out of time, but you go ahead. We would have guessed it at some point in time. Go ahead, dog.
Yes, so she has a platelet deficiency.
Oh, okay, you might have won that
platelets
one too.
Platelets are responsible. Of course. Yes, so platelets are responsible for helping us to clot, part of the clotting mechanism in our body. And in some children, for example, they can have an immune problem leading to the platelets being destroyed. And so they present with these bruises all over their bodies. And sometimes it's mistaken for child abuse, which is the reason that I mentioned it. So I was expecting somebody to say abuse. That's what I was expecting to hear. But I've won that one. And... It's the last question. I've had a lot of fun.
This was nice. What we'll do next time you do though is that we are going to listen to your questions a little bit. We're going to be keen on your questions because we at least I jump at some things that I think would push me in one direction. When in fact, if we listen carefully, like when you said just now, sudden as opposed to over time, mm-hmm. it might help us to get a better answer to your question. So next time we'll do that, and we'll be even better, and you can be even prouder of us next time. Go ahead, Doc.
One of the great tools of medicine, or two of the greatest tools of medicine, sit on the sides of our heads, our ears. We listen, and we have to listen
carefully
to what patients say and what they don't say.
Two ears.
But I've had a lot of fun. I'm hoping that you, as our listeners, had a lot of fun as well. Gregson in the studio, I could see him. He was enjoying himself as well. So we will have another episode of Doctor for a Day coming up later in the year, but looking forward to having another guest next week and certainly bringing another wonderful show to you here on the Better Health Radio Show, where we help you to live your best life. Do have a wonderful evening. I'm your host, Dr. Renee Boyce. My pleasure as usual. Gregson?
Yes, thank you, Doc. We have several WhatsApp coming through praising you for the program. Thanks, Doc and Gregson. Very educational program. Have a good night. What's this one says? If she had said Mark, she would have gotten the correct answer. Also, well, they're saying that if you had given more information, they would have gotten it. Yeah, we would have beaten you. Yes, that's what they're telling us. But anyhow, the general consensus is that they were very happy
with this
evening's proceedings. So they're all thanking you here. And forgive me for not being able to read all of the WhatsApp, because there's several of them. But I thank you all for participating, and so does the Doc. So until next week, Doc, you take care of yourself, and we'll come back at you for another edition of the Better Health Radio Show next week, Sunday at 6, God's willing, okay?
Bye.
All right, thank you, Doc. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.